What it is. It's your audible boom thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. So as you can tell, things are looking a little bit different. We have a different camera right now. Look at that. Actually, look at this. Look at my hand. See how it's all blurry right now? Huh? But I'm still clear? Yeah, it's a nice camera. If you're listening to this right now and you're not actually watching this on YouTube, just know your girl's camera game just got to step up. Yo, God bless Pioneer for letting me borrow this camera. Thank you. If you think you're getting this back, you're right. I don't steal. Coming up next, guys, we have a man who called 911 because of an intruder in his home, but it wasn't exactly what he thought. Trust me when I say this particular topic definitely belongs on this podcast. And then we're going to get hella petty. Oh, honey, you can just go ahead and call me Petty White. You can call me Petty Tender Grass and all the other petties you can think about. If you can think of a good petty name, let me know down below in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening at this on Spotify, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I am now posting full videos on Spotify. Let me know in the comments section, petty what? Then to go ahead and top it off, I want to leave you with something warm, make you feel a nice warm inside, some good news, because as we know, all the negativity that has been forced upon us constantly, I'm just like to make you feel a little good. Yeah, it's like a happy ending, but like not the one that you really want. All right, guys, so another news. If you missed out on your chance to check out my podcast live, don't worry about it because we're going to be doing it again next Thursday. It's going to be every third Thursday of the month, and that's going to be April 16th this month. Really nervous about it still. It is very new, the whole thing. And actually, I'm doing a lot of new things lately, like my job that I have at Q99.7 working for the Q morning crew. I love my new job and the new things that I'm doing. But it's just one of those jobs lately, like the last few months, I've just been just kind of figure out how to do things and then get really good at doing those things. And then now I'm the go-to person for those things and I'm feeling really good. So I've gotten kind of comfortable, you know, in my elderly age, getting a little bit older these days, but I am feeling a lot comfortable as I get older, because as they say, you can't really teach an old dog new tricks, but bullshit. Yes, you can. That old dog just got to pay the fuck attention. You know what I mean? But anyways, April 16th at the TFK Trey Lowney Fusion Kitchen in Stockbridge, Georgia. Come on down and enjoy some delicious food, some fun content, and some drinks. It's a post that I came across that I found helpful, and I thought that you might find it helpful as well. I know like a lot of us are struggling with like, I don't know, so many things, you know, life, your job, your kids, your spouse, your best friend, your, you know, the people can't drive in your city. You know, it's always something going on. We're always trying to get through something. And I think sometimes when things suck, it does help to have a little bit of perspective. And I think that perspective can make things just a tad better. So let me go ahead and share this with you guys. This is coming from the Instagram page at thinkingmindspage.co. So I came across this and I just had to share it with you. It says here, the married one wants divorce, while the unmarried wants love. The kid wants to become an adult, while the old ones just want more time. The unknown wants fame, while the famous wants privacy. The one who walks every day wants rest, while the disabled one wants to stand up just one more time. Remember to never take anything for granted and appreciate every single moment along the way of your life. It's all about perspective. So this, again, is coming from the Instagram page at thinkingmindspage.co. I saw that at a time that I needed it the most, and I was like, oh, my God. It literally hit me, because there are times in life where it's just so heavy, and all you could think about is the thing that you don't have or the thing that everybody else gets easily or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And perspective, I'm telling you, sometimes perspective is all you need. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. That is the best way to help my podcast grow. I cannot find any type of success without you. Trust me on that. All right, coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about the man who called 911 because there was an intruder in his home? But here's the thing, the intruder wasn't exactly who what he thought it was. So this is coming from the At Bananas Podcast Instagram page. And they got this from WQAD8. I don't know what that is. I think it's like a news station somewhere. The tagline got me here. It says, Oregon man calls 911 about burglar in bathroom. Turns out to be a Roomba. Now, if you don't know what a Roomba is, it's that little vacuum cleaner that's got like little wheels and it's like a little robot and it just vacuums up your floor for you. I don't trust those. So I'm definitely not getting one of those Tesla AIs. You see what I'm saying? I don't trust none of that. Okay. So pretty much this guy, he comes home from wherever the fuck. Maybe he came home from work or an orgy. I don't know. Wherever he came home from, you know what I mean? Anyway, he comes home and he is terrified because he believes that there is someone hiding in his bathroom. The door is closed and he can see like a shadow under the door and he sees movement. So of course, like every normal person would do, they calls 911, terrified. So he gets on the phone with the operator and he's telling the operator, hey, listen, lady, yeah, there's a burglar in my house, but I'm assuming he was a lot more afraid than the tone that I just gave you. But so he tells the dispatcher that he believes that an intruder, a burglar, has locked themselves inside of his bathroom and that he can see the shadows and things like that. So about 7 minutes later, the police show up. They arrive. They've got themselves their canine unit. They mean business. They got their guns, their bulletproof vests, all the things, right? The deputies get there. They hear a noise that is coming from the bathroom. So of course, they're like, hey, Oregon County Sheriffs or whatever. By the way, this is happening in Oregon. Okay. So they're there and they're ordering the suspect to surrender. You know how cops do. We've all seen Law and Order. You know what I mean? I envision the cops just standing on the outside of like the bathroom door frame, just like gun in hand. Hey, come on out. This is Oregon State Police, you son of a bitch. Come on with your hands up. You know, I'm expecting that kind of thing. That's what I see. Thank you, TV. So obviously, this intruder is not listening to anything that they're saying. So the deputies decide, you know what? We're going to break down this door. They bust the door down, weapons drawn, only to see a little Roomba vacuum cleaner just doing its job. just doing exactly what you programmed it to do. I gotta say, as that person who called 911, I would have been super embarrassed that I did that, but it is what it is. I think I probably would have done the same if I'm being real with you. You know, if I feel like there's somebody in my house and I don't know if they have a weapon or something, I'm calling the cops. Let them get shot. Why should I? they're trained to get shot. I'm not. That is a joke. Calm down. It says here, is how a Washington County deputy answered the call. So it's a county deputy. That's how they do it in Oregon. All right. So it says here, this is a quote. As we entered the home, we could hear rustling in the bathroom. We made several announcements and the rustling became more frequent. We breached the bathroom door and encountered a very thorough vacuuming job being done by the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner. End quote. Anyways, nothing was taken except for some of the dust on the floor. All clear. That's how they ended that. I love that. I'm sure like many people have called 911 for something that they assumed was like an emergency or a serious situation. But sometimes you don't really know. And it just, here's my thing. If that were me, if something happened where I wasn't sure if I should call 911, I'm probably going to do it. Because what if I'm overthinking about overthinking and there is a serial killer hiding in my closet? I'm calling 911. And honestly, their job is to help you, you know, prevent danger and all that shit. So they can fight the serial killer. I'm not trained to fight a serial killer. I'm not built like that. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get petty. Okay, I have found some very interesting petty revenge stories that I just have to share with you. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. If I remember correctly, I think it was like 2020 or 2021, I did an episode about other petty stories. The thing is that there are a lot of petty people in this world, and I am all for their existence, especially when they're not using their powers for evil, you know, against me. That would make it evil. Anybody, but if it's against somebody else, then it's a fun story. Well, now we're talking about content. So I come across some petty stories that I have to share with you that I came across on BoredPanda.com. You guys know me and Bored Panda, we have been having an affair for quite some time. I love that website. This first one is dope. I love it. It looks like it's a photo of an article from a newspaper. So it says, going to bed the other night, I noticed people in my shed stealing things. I phoned the police, but was told no one was in the area to help. They said they would send over someone as soon as possible. I hung up. A minute later, I rang again.
Hello?
I said.
I called you a minute ago because there were people in my shed. Well, you don't have to worry about that now because, you know, I've shot them.
All right. So then it goes on to say within minutes, there were half a dozen police cars in the area, plus helicopters and an armed response unit. They caught the burglars red handed. One of the officers said,
I thought you said you shot them.
To which I replied,
I thought you said there was no one available.
Yo, I understand how you feel because I feel like a burglar in your home is kind of important. Like, we don't know if that person has a weapon or if they're going to like sexually assault you or if they're just stealing shit or they're going to like kill your dog. We don't know. So when you ask for help, they're like, we're busy doing something else. Well, clearly, if I shot someone, now you've got the time. I think that's interesting. Now, I would never do that. That is crazy. It says here, a disgruntled painter and decorator who claims he's owed £500 for his work has taken revenge. And now the way that this guy, his pettiness is beautiful. This man painted the outside of someone's home. It looks like a house somewhere in the UK, I'm assuming, because they said something about pounds. I don't know. That's my assumption. But they painted the entire house. And then because the person, because the homeowner did not pay them, okay, they took all the work that they just did and wrote a message on the side of their house in black paint that reads, "Want your house painted? Don't be like Terry and pay your bill." That's hilarious. Terry probably should have paid that bill, bruh. Probably should have paid that bill. All right, so this next one is great. The title of this one is Waited Almost 40 Years. Oh, that level of petty is beautiful. 40 years to get your revenge is crazy. Let's go ahead and see what this person has to say. It says, at school, a friend's mom blamed me for something her son did and got me in trouble. She recently came into the shop that I work in, and I didn't give her the discount on her purchase that she was entitled to as revenge. I'm 52 years old. I mean, that is like, I give that level of petty. Like, I mean, it did take 40 years for you to get your revenge. But then, like, for 40 years, I felt like you should have stepped it up. Like, I mean, 40 years, you got to figure out where this woman lives, okay? You have to go into her home and move everything 5 inches to the left. That's going to fuck her up. That's how you get revenge. So you got to attack them mentally. You know what I'm saying? All right, here's the next one. Talking trash about another man's car. That's the one we're about to read. It says here, I was in a big meeting, 50 managers and supervisors, and two high-level guys made fun of my car, a Subaru Outback, in their presentation. So I had access to their personal info, phone numbers, addresses, emails, and I sent it to the Subaru sales group asking for a test drive, quotes, etc. They got spammed pretty well for a while. Love that. Love that. I don't like people who make fun of people. I dig that. I am like, how are you gonna make, first of all, Subarus are dope. Okay, and I know that I'm a lesbian, so I am like genetically predisposed to liking Subaru. I can't do nothing about that. I drive a Prius. Do you have any idea how many times people have made fun of me because I drive a Prius? You know, now that gas is $30,000 a gallon, all of you who made fun of me because of that can suck my non-existent dick, because it does not take me nearly as much to fill my tank as it does yours, and my shit lasts longer. Bam. Mic drop. Bitch. Long live Priuses. All right, this one says here, the best teachers are the ones who still grade your work on its own merit, even if it doesn't agree with their worldview. Now, that is a heavy sentence. I love that. Let's dig into that. In high school, I skipped class because I felt like I didn't need to be there if I still did my homework and showed up for the test. My journalism teacher assigned each student a topic to write about for midterms. She thought that she was clever when she assigned me the value of the attendance policy. Oh, she tried it. She tried it with that, y'all. Oh, she tried it. All right. And she goes on to say, my article dismissed the attendance policy as a tool of the establishment, citing government funding as the basis for the policy. I got an A. I kept the paper all these years as a trophy. I fuck with that. Not only was she able to use her petty like for an assignment, but the teacher actually appreciated not only the level of petty, but the fact that she did her homework, literally and figuratively. I fuck with that. That's hilarious. And also, kudos to that teacher. Kudos to you, because you was being an asshole. You was. You were being petty, and this student met you exactly where you were, boo. It is what it is. All right, so this is the last one of our petty stories, and this one is interesting. It's coming from the website notalwaysright.com, and man, that's a great website. I like that. They should put a picture of my ex on that site. Moving on. It says here, I just finished mopping and buffing the floor in my small convenience store when a construction guy working on the street outside came in with mud all over his feet looking for a bottle of liquor. Man, you already know this man about to get mud all over this man's floor. Let's go ahead and read on. So I said to him, can I get that bottle for you? You've got pretty muddy feet and I just cleaned the floor. And he responds, that's what mops are for. He stomps his feet and leaves. Ooh. The fuck he didn't. Why'd he stomp his feet? He was putting mud on the floor on purpose. Okay. Oh, you want to get mud on my clean floor. Okay, so that's how you get a fist to your face. Okay. That's how I would have felt. I don't know. I don't think I would have done that, but I definitely would have felt. That's the energy I would have had inside my soul. You know what I'm saying? All right, so it says here, he stomps his feet and leaves. A half hour later, I'm closing the store and I see this construction worker smoothing out a small section of concrete using a bull float, those large and flat tools with a long handle that looks like a mop. I realize, I think I know where he's going with this one. Realizing that my cheap shoes are falling apart and due for the scrap heap anyway, I started walking to my subway station in a straight line, walking directly over the wet concrete. It was about an inch deep, so I left some pretty noticeable footprints. So the guy looks at me and goes, what the fuck? You just ruined the concrete. So I point to this bull float that looks like a mop and I say, that's what mops are for. I didn't stomp as he did, but I didn't need to. The damage had been done and I was merrily on my way. Hell yes. Yeah, that's my favorite one. Save the best for last, baby. Save the best for last, baby. That was my favorite one. First of all, why was he buying liquor and he wasn't even done with work yet? The fuck? So this man bought a bottle of liquor and then went right back to doing concrete? That could have waited until you got off work, dog. Like, if you're a construction worker, there's a good chance that you're off by five, especially if it's like a government thing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how to stretch that paper, boy. I tell you what. That's insane. I love it. I love it. I am here for the petty. And if you have any petty stories that you want to share, please send them in to me, okay, at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can go ahead and text my Google Voice number or leave me a message, 805-664-1828. I want your petty. Or any other interesting stories that you may want to share. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to tell me something good with my This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Oh, I've been looking forward for this one. This is definitely a tell me something good. And technically it's a POC excellence segment too, okay? A six-year-old has made history, y'all. I'm talking about some hella history. Black history, if you will. Six-year-old makes history by becoming the youngest black CEO with products in over 1,000 Walmart stores nationwide. So this is coming from the Instagram page at Pretty Shades of Melanin. I just love that name. It says here, she woke up from a dream with the brand name and never looked back. Ooh, love that. At just 6 years old, Lily Adelier, I think that's how you say her name, her last name, she has made history as the youngest black CEO to have her children's hair accessories brand, Lily Frilly, on the shelves in over 1,000 Walmart stores. That is so dope. I'm going to tell you, listen. It ain't lost on me. It ain't lost on y'all. I don't have any products inside of any stores. Do you? I don't. And if I did, I didn't have it at six. That is dope. After already landing a deal at Target the year before, her mom said that she woke up out of her sleep with the brand name and never stopped. 6 years old, two major retailers, almost $2 million in sales. History made. Man, that is dope. Let me tell you something. If a six-year-old can make her dreams come true, how do you know that you can't do the same damn thing? You never know. For those of us out there living in this world with a bunch of what ifs and I wish I would have and all that and all of that, sometimes you just gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? Let this six-year-old be an inspiration to you. She is one for me. I ain't gonna hold you. I actually might lose weight now. Thank you, Lily. Lily, I'm going to go ahead and give you your flowers, queen. Go ahead. That is so dope. 6 years old. Damn. That's what's up. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's okay to be petty every now and then. You know what I mean? Professionally silly life rules. First of all, I want to go ahead and shout out my listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. You guys are amazing. If you've been joining me every week, I appreciate you. If you're listening to this or if you're watching this on YouTube, they have this new feature called Hype. I would love if you can hype my stuff. I'm still a small creator, been at this shit for a long time, still on the bottom of the totem pole. So if you can just hype my shit, that'd be fire. It doesn't really cost you anything. It's free as far as I know. Just hit that hype button, click the thumbs up button, subscribe, comment down below, share your favorite videos with your friends and family. And that is literally the best way to help any of your favorite podcasters or content creators to find some sort of success. We just need that engagement so that the algorithm will pay attention to us. If you can do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify and something nice, give me a nice positive review. That'd be so dope. Like, I'm about to be 40 in June, dog. I'm old. I'm an old lady. Okay. So I don't got no kids. I don't got no boo. I don't have a lot of things. So if you would just leave me some positive reviews, you know, that don't cost you nothing. Give me something to look forward to when I wake up in the morning. You know what I mean? That got sad fast. Don't forget, guys, down below in the description box /show notes is my link tree. So you can follow all of my social medias there, my TikTok, my Instagram, all those things, both of my YouTube channels. All of that can be found down there. My Google Voice number, if you want to hit me up, is 805-664-1828. Or you can go ahead and Google me. Google me? You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And of course, the podcast Instagram is at itsprosilly. If this is your first time listening, I hope that you do decide to come on back and join in on all the silly because I feel like I'm bingeable, but I'm a little biased. I'm a little biased. I ain't gonna hold you. I got over 300 episodes for you to giggle at. So have a good time. Might as well, right? And now if you're interested in sending me things or writing me, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, guys, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Have you ever heard someone say, "Hey, stranger," to someone that they did not know? Yeah. Huh. I don't think people know what the word stranger is. Anyways, random thought. Enjoy that. Until next time, pee, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.